There's not a lot of time before the big event. Everyone has to know the rules. Everything must be perfect. The queuing, the lights, the big surprise.
What you're talking about, Eli? I don't think it's the musical.
Claire's newspaper internship didn't work out. She's pretty upset about it, but we're gonna cheer up with a surprise 17th birthday party tonight, and you're all gonna help.
I barely know Claire, and I don't really care about her birthday, so why am I expected to help?
Because the party will be at your loft, and you're planning it.
I don't think so.
I will give you money to spend.
Last minute party planning with a budget. Why didn't you say so?
And remember, it's a surprise.
Well, you're taking this whole Claire Asher thing shockingly well.
That jerk obviously doesn't know a great writer when he sees one.
Yeah, must have been really hard for Claire to admit that someone thought her writing was subpar.
So you'll get Claire to the party for me?
Yeah, I'll surprise her with a spa birthday treat.
Perfect. Thanks, Allie. This is gonna be a birthday Claire will never forget.
Your West Drive scene is with Brock Langley. He's so perf.
I said they send my script page in a week or so.
Yeah. Want to hang out at lunch and wildly speculate some more?
Girlfriend at 12 o'clock.
Think she's mad you blew her off last night?
Yeah, probably.
I would just die if Zig did that to me. Just die. Hey, mind if I pull you away from your Niner fan club for a minute? I figured you'd lost when you didn't come over last night.
No, actually, I won. We went out to celebrate.
You won? Why didn't you call me?
Sorry, I got a little swept up. Sorry if you feel like I blew you off.
No, it's okay. I'm happy for you.
You fine with that?
Yeah, why?
Well, I thought you'd be mad since I dissed you.
No, it's no big deal. It happens. Congrats, and I'll see you in English.
You know how Romeo never got the message from Juliet about her faking her death?
Yes, it led to the whole suicide thing. Postal system really let those two kids down.
I think Allie's trying to give me a message, and I don't want to end up drinking the poison grape juice.
You're spending way too much time with Eli.
Look, neither of us are thinking about the other first. That's a problem.
Okay, message received. Now what, you break up?
No. I love her way too much. Tonight, Allie and I are getting our spark back.
Motorcycle? A careless driving charge?
I begged the cop not to call you.
Oh, well, that makes me feel much better.
I can pay to check it myself. This isn't even your business.
You have multiple head injuries.
No, I'm getting better. I barely get dizzy anymore, and my memory is improving.
This place has a washer and dryer?
You sure Bianca hasn't told you all this in her weekly reports?
What are you talking about?
Well, I know you two are talking. That's why she wants me to move home and go back to school. You're influencing her against me.
Have you met Bianca? She has her own mind. If she doesn't support your decision, that's not my fault.
She's supposed to be on my side.
Well, you're supposed to be her rock. But instead, you're making rash decisions and being reckless. Maybe it's time for this little experiment of yours to end. I would feel better. So would Bianca.
There's the birthday girl. Wait, did you age overnight?
I'll always be younger than you, old timer. You won't make those jokes when you're cleaning his dentures.
Look, I thought we'd spend your birthday evening together, but Allie and her dumb spa surprise.
She asked you if it was okay? To be honest, I don't really feel like celebrating my birthday much.
Go, it'll be fun. I just don't see what the point is.
Claire, you have to let this whole interpreter thing go. It's just a stupid co-op.
And Romeo and Jules is just a stupid musical. How would you feel if that got taken away from you? It's her birthday. She can bite your head off if she wants.
Oh, zip it, Adam.
Whoa. Cheer Claire up is off to a roaring start.
Super.
I'll be forgiven tonight.
A party won't make up for what I just said.
What are you giving her? A gift always helps.
I'm giving her a party.
But no gift?
But... Damn, crap, what do I get her?
What does she want?
I don't know, her internship back? Wait. I had a good rapport with her mentor when he interviewed me. Maybe I can convince him to give Claire a second chance.
It's worth a shot.
Because he practically proposes marriage to him in every op-ed.
Asher?
Hi, sorry to interrupt.
Hey. Oh, hey. Eli, the musical guy.
Yeah.
How goes Romeo and Juliet?
Jules.
Right, how could I forget?
Everything with the play is excellent. Opening night is next week.
Congratulations. You're not here to complain about the press.
No, the article you and Claire wrote was amazing.
What can I do for you?
I wanted to talk to you about her.
I don't have anything to say. In fact, I'm late for a press conference.
Claire loved this internship. She was learning so much from you.
Not enough to keep her job, unfortunately.
Is there any way you consider rehiring her?
This is a joke.
She would be so grateful for a second chance.
You don't know, do you? Eli, Claire is obsessed with me.
Oh, sure, she idolizes you.
No, she is in love with me. It caused a lot of problems. The only solution was for her to be fired.
You're kidding me.
Sorry you had to find out like this.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
I bought you a kid's combo and accidentally got you the girl's toy.
That's unexpected, but thanks.
What?
I'm hosting an emergency surprise birthday party for Claire Edwards at the loft tonight. And also, this is awkward, hence the free lunch. Claire's stepbrother Jake is bringing his new girlfriend to the party. Katie.
Katie? Well, they're dating now? Oh, he's brave.
Yeah, so can you be scarce tonight? Keep things tension-free?
Fine. Oh, just a heads up, I might be moving out.
Okay, overreactor. You can come to the party if you want.
No, my mom and Bianca want me back home and in school. I keep trying to prove to them that I did the right thing. It just backfires on me.
So you're giving up?
I bought a motorcycle.
So? I bought a Vespa once. Do you know how many times I've been told to go home, give up, let someone else take care of me? More times than I can count. If you want people to take you seriously, then be serious. Oh, I've got a confetti cannon being delivered in 20.
Hey, Fiona. Good talk. Where's she off to?
She's planning a birthday party for this girl, Claire, at our house tonight.
Claire Edwards?
Yeah, well, you know her?
Sure, we're like BFFs.
Really? I'm so out of the loop.
Yeah, I should stop by that party. Wish Claire a happy birthday.
Yeah, well, I'll be here closing. I'm trying to find a way to be serious. When all I do
is love you, I wonder why you're so scared to.
Oh, okay, she's here. Has anyone seen Eli?
I'll text him again.
It's so weird that he's not here yet.
I know.
Okay, Amy, lights anybody?
Aye, aye. I'm gonna make it rain.
Oh, there you are. You're so late. Allie texted to say their cab pulled up.
They didn't see you, did they? Oh, I hate spoilers.
I don't think so.
Hide. What's wrong?
Claire's in love with her journalism mentor. Now I have to talk to her, see what's up.
Okay, maybe don't bring it up tonight. It's her birthday.
I don't know. I think this is the place.
Allie, this does not look like a spa.
Surprise!
Oh my God.
can't believe you did this. I love you. Wait, what's wrong?
I saw Asher today.
You what?
I went to the interpreter to see if he can give you a second shot.
And what did he tell you?
You were in love with him. Obsessed, he said, and that's why you got fired. It's not true.
Eli,
tell me it's not true!
Hello! Happy birthday, sweetheart. Got your favorite brand.
What's that jock talking about?
Well, I guess there's a lot your girlfriend doesn't tell you. Oh, was that a buffet table?
Okay, what's going on? Come on, Claire, talk to me.
I cannot believe that ass crashed your birthday.
Yeah, we have to kick them out.
No, just don't provoke them. It's fine.
It's fine? Why the hell did he give you beer?
Dallas is just being a jerk, okay?
Name calling? It's not very nice.
Shut up!
What are you gonna do about it? Write another article in the school paper?
Can you just leave?
Ooh-wee, this is dramatic. Did Claire finally fess up about her mentor? Actually, you know what? Never mind. I can keep a secret.
There is more, I knew it. What happened between you and Asher? Tell me.
Eli, you can't leave. It's not what you think.
How am I supposed to know what to think? She's been lying to me for weeks.
Claire is completely messed up right now. She needs you.
She won't even talk to me.
So make her. Please.
Hey.
Hi.
Thanks for coming. I talked to my mom and she gave me a lot to think about my situation, about us. She thinks you need me to be more serious.
I guess I do.
Okay. And let's have a serious conversation, Bianca. Sit down.
Okay.
I love you. No, I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
True.
Will you, Bianca Aldisouza, make me the happiest man alive and open a joint savings bank account with me?
What?
I'm going to deposit all my commission into it. It's for your tuition, car repairs, whatever we need. I'm going to take care of us, I promise. There's only about $100 in there now, but there'll be more once I sell the motorcycle tomorrow.
Oh, you're gonna sell it?
Concussions, remember?
Well, I don't have any concussions.
There's my girl.
Dave, seriously?
I'm sorry.
I'll clean it up. You guys go get yourself another plate.
I'm sorry. Wow, someone needs to get a room.
Well, I think it's kind of sweet.
Wow, that musical sure has done a number on your head, huh?
But we need to talk.
Pee. Pee first, talk after.
Yeah.
I thought you'd left.
Allie made me stay.
She's been begging me to tell you.
Then do it.
I don't...
You have to tell me right now.
It's gonna change everything.
I don't care! I can't do this anymore.
The night that Asher and I rewrote the article on the play, he kissed me. We talked, and he apologized, and I thought I'd handled it. Then he tried again. So I complained to his boss and I got fired.
Why didn't you tell me?
I don't know. Just add it to the list of the other things I've done wrong. I idolized Asher wrong. I didn't file a formal complaint right away. I didn't go to the police. Wrong. I feel so gross and guilty. Asher was right to fire me. It's my fault it happened.
No. That bastard abused his position and you got screwed.
You don't blame me.
No. You thought I'd go crazy, didn't you?
Instead, I went crazy on my own.
We'll get through this. You said 10 minutes like a half an hour ago.
But it was just so awesome.
I know, but it's still getting sold tomorrow.
When did you become so responsible? All we do is mess around. But I know that it's love we found. And I know that it's here. What are you doing?
Come here.
What?
Just come here, trust me. Marry me.
Sure, dummy.
I'm supposed to be saving all our money. So, that's all I have to do for now.
You're actually proposing to me right now?
Yes, no, I'm serious.
I love you. You know that.
Love you too. Or does that mean it's a no?
No.
No, it's not a no?
No, it's not a no.
What?
Yes. It's a yes. I feel bad leaving everyone.
They'll get over it.
Hurt their girl ditching her own party?
Hey, haven't you done enough damage? Get the hell out of my way!
Your girl shouldn't have messed with my hockey season.
Hey, why don't you just leave?
Why don't you just shut your damn mouth?
You know what, Jim? I have seriously had enough.
You want to get into it too, tree hugger?
Yeah, this is more like it. Let's see what garden boy and theater can do. See everyone at school. Oh, going down, Eli.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. My hand on the other hand.
Well, you certainly swooped in and rescued me back there.
You want a handshake or something?
What is that supposed to mean?
Look, I would never let anybody hurt you. But things have changed, Allie.
This isn't happening.
We're going apart. And I know you know that, and I can't keep pretending.
But I do love you, Dave.
Look, between your classes, your study breaks...
It's not all gonna be an epic romance.
Maybe not, but I don't want to settle for less.
So this is all my fault?
You've checked out ever since you got into MIT.
Well, excuse me for having a future.
I've always supported your future. You know that. I just can't keep dealing with you treating me like crap.
Fine. You want to talk?
I already have. We're done.
I know it hurts, but if you hadn't punched Dallas, I would have.
Guy's face is like a brick wall.
It was stupid of me to go after the hockey team when Asher is really the problem. So much for projecting.
He has to pay for what he did.
I wish. It's all I ever think about. Asher just sits in his big office at the interpreter and the world continues to think he's wonderful. He's gotten away with it.
I don't accept that.
Are you gonna do something to him?
No. We are.